أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is a translation of the first chapter in the بداية الوصول in the authentic prophetic saying finale. It is regarding the knowledge. It contains 74 prophetic sayings. And they are under subtitles or subtopics. The first of which regarding the knowledge, the virtue of knowledge, encouraging the student of it, and the virtue of the people who bear the knowledge, and many recommendations about them. It is reported by Abi Musa al-Ash'ari, may Allah, exalted is He, use Him, be pleased with Him. The Messenger of Allah, may Allah praise and venerate and grant peace, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family, said, the example of what Allah has sent me with, of guidance and knowledge, is like rain that came upon land. Part of it was a good land. It accepted the water and produced plantation and grass a lot. And also, some was less in quality, but still held the water. So the people benefited from it. So they drank and they gave water and they watered their animals and so forth. Then another part of the land, which is the pipe, which doesn't hold waters, is like sand. Neither it holds the water nor it produces plantation. This is exactly the example of he and who became a jurist, having understanding the religion of Allah, the Mighty, the Glorified. And that what I was sent with me benefited him. What Allah sent me with benefited him. So he learned and he taught, and also example of he didn't pay a head, was headless, didn't pay attention, and he never accepted the guidance of Allah which Allah sent with me. This prophetic saying was reported by Ahmad Bukhari in the section of knowledge and Muslim in the section of virtue. So the prophetic saying has classified the people into three classifications. The best of them, the knowledgeable who practice his knowledge and he teach. The second, who share in the virtue of benefiting others, who gather the knowledge and teach others, but he has a shortcoming in practicing. The third one, who is the least in honor among the three, who neither accept knowledge, nor he teach, nor he practice. So he is like bottomless, like land which has no, doesn't accept water, has no good in it at all. next prophetic saint via Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and both of them, that the Messenger of Allah, may Allah praise and venerate and grant peace upon him and his family, said, من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين, whosoever Allah wished good for him, he make him jurist in the religion, give him understanding in the religion. Reported by Ahmad Tirmizi in the section of knowledge at Darimi, and at Tirmizi judged it as fine and authentic, and also there are similar larger reportation via Muawiyah, reported in Bukhari in the knowledge section and many other places, while Muslim reported in the obligatory charity and in the government. And this again will come in the section of faith, inshallah. The next hadith is reported via the companion Abu Huraira, may Allah peace be with him. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, best of you in the time of ignorance are the best of you in the time of Islam if they understand, they became learned. Reported in Tayalisi, Darimi, Bukhari in regarding the section of the prophets, and Muslim in the virtue section and also in the righteousness and in keeping in touch section. So this prophetic saying explained that though the people they were good in their lineage in the time of ignorance, it means the time before Islam, but their virtue in Islam will vary according to their learning of Islam or not. Therefore, under studying Islam, it increases the honorable and the one of good standing, more higher rank and perfection. And also it indicates that the Islam, the religion of Islam, will not be completed with a person unless he studied the religion and learned it. The next hadith again via Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever walks in a bath in which he seek knowledge, Allah will make it easy for him in a bath going to paradise. Reported by Ahmad, Darimi, Muslim in the remembrance and the supplication section, and also by Abu Dawood with its explanation of Aun al-Ma'bud, and also Tirmizi with its explanation Tuhfat al-Ahwadi, both in the section of knowledge. And this will come in more details in the section of doing without, inshallah. And this part of the hadith in particular, this paragraph, will come soon for hadith of Abi Darda. The next hadith on Zir ibn Hubaysh, may Allah have mercy on him, he said, غدوت إلى صفوان بن عسال المرادي. I went early to Safwan, son of عسال المرادي. I asked him about rubbing over the skin socks. So he asked me, what brought you here? I said, seeking knowledge. He said, let me gave you glad tidings. Then he reported the hadith to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said, indeed the angel, they lower their wings to the student of knowledge, showing their pleasure of what he is seeking. This is reported by Ahmad, Tayalisi, Tirmizi in the section of purity and in the section of going without and in the section of supplication. Wal Hakim also reported it. Its chain is very fine, and this is authentic and is supported by other reportation by Abi Darda. Also, at Tirmizi, judge it to be fine and authentic. And so did Al-Hakim wa Zahabi and Ibn Abdul Barr. He used that statement, say, Rafa al-Hadith. It's like word by word, like he raised the Hadith. Means this is a special terminology in the science of Hadith. That means he raised it up to the Messenger of Allah. It means the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it. And this Hadith has great virtue for the student of knowledge, because the angel lowering his wings, and this is a great honor and respect, and this is like it will suffice him in honor and virtue. The following hadith by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, I hear the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, this life is cursed, and also cursed what is in it, except the remembrance of Allah and the like of it, and knowledgeable or student, reported by Tirmizi of Majah. Both are in the section of doing without, and its chain is fine. Cursed, it has a meaning in Arabic of pushing away far, and it is meant religiously to be kicked out of the mercy of Allah. And when he said that the remembrance of Allah and what and the like of it, meaning what is around it, like the Islamic studies so forth, Islamic circles. Anyhow, the hadith indicates the honor of the knowledgeable and of the student. The next hadith reported by Ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no envy except in two situations. Man, Allah gave him knowledge, Allah gave him wealth, so he spent it in the truth. And a man, Allah gave him wisdom, so he judged with it and he teaches it. Reported by Ahmad, Bukhari in the section of knowledge and in the section of adhering to the religion, Al-Atsam, or Muslim in the virtue of Quran, and a similar reportation by Ibn Umar, reported by the two Shaykh, means Bukhari and Muslim. And also reported via Abi Huraira, reported in Bukhari in the verse of Quran. And it will come due in that area. Following Hadith, Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when son of Adam dies, like pass away, his deeds are stopped, except of three: continuous charity, a knowledge which benefit people, or a child, goodly child who supplicate for him. reported by Ahmad, Muslim, in the section of the well, Abu Dawood and Tirmizi in Al-Ahkam, and others reported, and also via a similar reportation via Abi Qitada, Rawah ibn Majah ibn Hibban, the Sanad al Sahih, with a sound authentic chain. And this is a wonderful, especially if the knowledge of the person remained in books and it is spread widely. And the charity is continuous charities like the trust, which somebody put some wealth in use for mosques or Islamic schools and so forth. We are talking about the old-fashioned Islamic school, which student doesn't pay any money, not now for people making business. Anyhow, these are the good deeds which continuously earn reward for the investor. Abi Sa'id al-Khudri reported, may Allah please with him, that he said, "Welcome the will of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give us recommendation to look after you. Reported by Tayalisi, Tirmizi, in the section of knowledge, in the edition of Sheikh Talidi, and also Ibn Majah, Al-Hakim, and Sahahahu, Wawafaqo, and judged it authentic and agreed with them as Zahabi. Agreed with him is a terminology. When a hakim say something sahih and Zahabi approved of it, this make it really kind of confirmed, certified. Sometimes al hakim say sahih, but it's not really sahih, will be a little lesser in rank. And this also has the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also a similar by Abi Ad-Darda, when he sees student of knowledge, he say, welcome student of knowledge. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of Allah used to recommend about you. Reported by Ad-Darimi, and the chain are trustworthy. And this hadith speaks about honoring student, the religious study, and respecting them and welcoming them. And this is a great, of course, virtue. Following subtitle or subtopic is a journey for the knowledge. Uqba ibn al-Haris, may Allah be pleased with him, he married a daughter to Abi Ihab ibn Aziz. A woman came and told him, "How come I suckled both of you?" So Uqba replied, "I don't know that you suckled me, and you never told me." So he wrote to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina, and he asked him. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "How come?" And it's already was is said. So he left a lady and she married another person. Reported by Bukhari in the section of knowledge and in the section of marriage and the second section of witness and section of sales. While Abu Dawood reported it in the section of court. Nisa'i reported it in the section of marriage, and Tirmizi in the section of suckling, and others reported it. So the hadith, the Prophet replied, it's already said that you both like suckled by the same woman, if two share the same milk become brothers and suckling. So they cannot marry each other, brother and sister. So how come she can remain a wife for you if she's like your sister and suckling? And you already heard what the lady said, that she's your sister from suckling. And the more details about this will come in the witnessing, inshallah. Anyhow, the hadith indicates that it is legal and recommended to travel for knowledge and to ask questions. That the Muslims travel to ask questions about his religion. The next prophetic saying via Jabir ibn Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, it reached me that a man heard prophetic saying from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He heard it. So I bought a camel and I prepared it. I prepared my riding. And I traveled for a month till I reached Syria. So here thereby Abdullah ibn Unais. So I said for the person by the door, say to him, Jabir is by the door. Call son of Abdullah. I said, yes. So he came rushing to me, walking over parts of his dress. And he hugged me and I hugged him. I told him, I hear. It reached me that you have a prophetic saying. You heard it from the messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Qasas. Qasas is fair, like the ruling when person kill or destroy parts of someone's body, then he has the rights to or like the revenge of the same. So this is called Qasas. So he said, I hear that you have hadith in Qasas, so I'm afraid that you pass away or I pass away before I hear it from you. So I came, here I am. This reported by Ahmad and Bukhari in his book about unique manners, and also reported by Hakim. Bukhari mentioned it in the section of knowledge, but without a chain. They call it Mu'allaq. And Bukhari Mu'allaq is considered authentic. And Al-Hakim also reported, and Zahabi and both judge it authentic. While Hafiz ibn Hajar also approved its authenticity as fine rank. And he mentioned another chain for it. And he said, this is a good chain. And he mentioned many other traveling of the companion, of group of companions, and the second generation of Tabi'in seeking knowledge. And there is no exception or objection at all that this is completely legal and encouraged. And it is way of the scholar of the older time, the early generation of scholar of hadith, that they traveled and they have a lot of news and writing about it and a lot of speeches. Now we come to the next section, which is to do with the circles of knowledge, like sitting in knowledge places, like knowledge cafe, okay? Meaning the hadith or Quran or fiqh or seerah, explanation of Quran or reportation of hadith or jurisprudence or the lifestyle of the Prophet news. Abi Waqid al-Laythir, may Allah be pleased with him, said, while the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sitting in a mosque and the people are with him, three people came. So two of them came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one left. So the two stood by the Messenger, and one of them found a kind of a hole in there, an area sitting spot. So he went and sat, and the other sat behind the whole group. As for the third, he left. His back and went. So when the Prophet, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam of Allah finished, he said, "May I inform you about the three people? One of them he come for shelter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exalted is he, so Allah gave him shelter. And the other was shy, so Allah is shy from him. And the third, he is headless, so Allah didn't pay attention to him." Reported by Bukhari, Knowledge, Muslim, and Tirmizi, and both in the area of asking permission. And Bukhari in mosques also, and Malik reported it in a general section of Muwatta. So the that spot, anything empty in the middle is considered forjai. That's what he found. So he found a spot, empty circle, so he sat on it. And Allah gave him shelter means he rewarded him by making him admit him to his mercy and his pleasure. So the hadith shows a good manner and etiquette of the circles of knowledge and remembrance of Allah, and give us the beginning of sitting with knowledgeable to study and to get righteousness and guidance, and also show the virtue of inclining to these circles, and also show disliking of abandoning the knowledge and circles of faith. Because the person who does that, he will keep himself from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The virtue of knowledgeable, and that they are the inheritance of the prophets. Abu Darda, may Allah be pleased with him, said, "I hear the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever takes a path in which he seek knowledge, Allah will ease for him a path to paradise, and that the angel, they lower their wings to the student of knowledge and pleasure of what he does, and that the knowledgeable, whosoever in heaven and whosoever in earth, they ask forgiveness for him, even the whales in the sea. And the virtue of the knowledgeable over the worshipper, as the virtue of the moon to the other planets. And that the knowledgeable are the inheritance of the prophets. And indeed the prophets, they never left for inheritance gold or silver, but they left knowledge. So whosoever takes, he can take abundance." Reported by Ahmad, Abu Dawood. Reported by Ahmad and Abu Dawood. So, the This inheritance is very important, in which it's a great honor that the scholars, they inherit the prophets. It's really a very wonderful situation. It's reported by Ahmad Abu Dawood at-Tirmizi, both are in knowledge, and Ibn Majah Ibn Hibban, from many narration, some of it was fine, and many of its part having a witness that it is okay, and Bukhari mentioned some of it without chains, amongst biographies in it, in his book, Sahih al-Bukhari, and al-Hadith, Hamza al-Kannani judged it to be fine, and also Ibn al-Qayyim, and Hakim judged it as authentic, sahih. Hafiz Ibn Hajar in al-Fath said it has many witnesses, kind of like the same statement came from another chain, so they call it witness, right? Like supportive similar statement, which strengthens it. So this is a great hadith showing the virtue of the people of knowledge and those who bear the knowledge. And it is sufficient for them that all the creation ask forgiveness for them. So this is great honor and virtue. And that the people who know have the knowledge of book, the book of Allah and the sunnah, the prophetic sayings and lifestyle, they are the inheritance of the Prophet ﷺ, not others. And it was said in the poem, list who said it, the knowledge is the inheritance of the Prophet. As such came in the reportation text. And the knowledgeable are the inheritance. For the chosen, the Prophet, the chosen one, he left behind nothing but his sayings. It is considered his furniture and his clothing. End of the poem. The following hadith عن أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال, it was mentioned to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم two men. One of them a worshipper and the other knowledgeable. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the virtue of the knowledgeable over the worshipper is like the virtue of me over the least of you. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam added, indeed Allah and His angel and the inhabitants of heavens and earth, even the ant in its shelter, even the whale, they pray for those who teach people the good. Reported in Tirmizi in the section of Ilm, the edition of Sayyid Talidi, and is charged as Gharibun Sahih, that it is Sahih, but came through one narrator, which we call it Gharib in this case. وَرَوَاهُ الدَّارِمِي عَنِ الْحَسَنِ مُرْسَلًا. Darimi reported via Hassan in a Mursal status. He said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked about two men. They were in the children of Israel. One of them was knowledgeable, Hebraic, obligatory, then he sit and teach the people the good. And the other fasts the day and pray the night. Which one is better? So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the virtue of the knowledgeable who prays the obligatory, then he said, and he said to teach the people the good, over the knowledgeable, over the worshipper who fasts the day and pray the night as my virtue over the least man among you. And this is in a sound, authentic chain. And Tirmizi mentioned it in Knowledge by Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Tirmizi mentioned in the section of Knowledge by Al-Fudayl, Allah be pleased with him, that a knowledgeable practicing and teaching, he is really called in the kingdom of heaven as in a grand way. The following subtopic or title, what came reported regarding the honor of the people of Profeting Saint, scholar of Profeting Saint, Al-Muhaddithin, and those who have jurist understanding in the religion. And Abi عن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال ابن مسعود, may Allah be pleased with him, said, I hear the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah honor a person who heard from us something, then he delivered it as he heard it. So perhaps there is the one who receiving it will be more or deeper in understanding than the one who delivered. So perhaps the person who delivered to him is more than the one who just heard it in depth of understanding. Reported by Ahmad Tirmizi in the Knowledge, Sayyid Talidi edition, Ibn Majah, Ibn Hibban, with Al-Mawarid, and Tirmizi judged it to be fine and authentic. And also, the end of it is reported in Bukhari in the section, in both section of Knowledge and Pilgrimage. And Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah honor a person who hear from us a saying, he memorize it, then he deliver it to others. So maybe the carrier of the fiqh is delivering it to one who's having more understanding, and maybe someone carrying it but he's not a jurist. Reported by Ahmed, Darimi, Abu Dawood, At-Tirmizi, Ibn Hibban, and its chain is authentic and was reported by a group of companions until it is considered mutawatir. Mutawatir means generation via generation reported it. Big number of Sahaba reported it. So the supplication of the honoring his face and giving him favors and beauty, that Allah decorate his face, make him happy, it has a great, really, virtue. For those who memorize the hadith, the prophetic sayings, and they bear it and deliver it. So in this prophetic saying, and the one before it, talking also about the understanding of it, and understanding and diving in its treasures, and driving jurist regulations and benefits. So that carrier of the hadith, the prophetic saying, maybe he memorizes it but he has less understanding, and maybe the one who receives it, he has more understanding. And the ulama, they took from this that the prophetic saying is taken from a person even if he doesn't understand the meaning of it. He gets reward for carrying it and counting in the meeting of the ulama in their assembly. And also people, or the scholar also took from this hadith that one should protect the pronunciation ways of the Prophet when he delivered instead of substituting it with one, with someone, some other meaning of the same words. Meaning, reporting it by meaning, not by the exact wording. Though there are different opinions between scholars about that. A great example of the one who received the hadith more, have more understanding than the one who deliver, is Imam Shafi'i. That the people in Iraq and Ahmad ibn Hanbal said about him that we didn't understand Sunnah till we hear this young man. Another section regarding delivering the knowledge and encouraging to do so. Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, said, the Prophet delivered us a sermon, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the day of slaughtering. Then he mentioned the prophetic saying. Then he said, the Prophet said, Allahumma ashhad, falyuballigh ash-shahidu al-ghaiba, farubba muballighin awa min sami'. He said, oh Allah, be your witness. And let who attends tell, inform who is absent. So perhaps the one who received has more understanding of it than the one who deliver, or the one here. Reported by Bukhari in Knowledge, in Pilgrimage, and in many other places. Muslim reported it in the Ransom, and Nisa'i in Pilgrimage, and in Knowledge. And it will come in more details in the Pilgrimage, inshallah. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father. Means Abdullah ibn Abbas and Al-Abbas. May Allah be pleased with both of them. So when you say Abbas son, means Abdullah. May Allah be pleased with both of them, mean the son and the father. He said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, you will hear and you will be heard. And those who hear you will be heard too. Reported by Ahmad, Abu Dawood, and Ibn Hibban. Al-Hakim was authentic chain. Al-Hakim and Zahabi judge it authentic. And whosoever said it is in section of Da'wat of Muslim, then Sahih Muslim, he is not accurate. And the meaning that you will hear the prophetic saying from me, and you will report it, and the people after you will do the same, and so forth. And this is encouraging to carry this trust of knowledge. And soon another hadith will come, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, proclaim via me even a single verse. Come in the section of reporting via children of Israel. The following hadith number 19 via Lady Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. She said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah He never sent me harsh, as a harsh person, but he sent me as a teacher and with ease. reported by Muslim in the marriage section. So the word he said, بعثني لم يبعثني معنتا ولا متعنتا, means the one of hardship. Means I don't make it hard on the people, and not to introduce harm to them. But I was sent to teach them the religion of Allah, give them righteousness to the and guide us to the easy road, and to be kind and merciful. And this, of course, tell us that the teacher, and the preacher, he has to have good manner of ease and being soft, wise, and invite people to Allah with the finest way. The next hadith by Abi Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه قال حفظت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعائين. I reported, I memorized from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم two loads. One of them I have spread it amongst you. As for the other, if I do, this throat will be cut. Reported in Bukhari in the knowledge and in trials. It was said that the part he didn't report is the news of the bad princes, or to do with details about divinity and his name, the names of Allah and his attributes, which people cannot handle. We are going to stop on this last hadith because it is number 20, and we will make additional section, additional recordation till we finish this, so the lesson will not be really large and size will be hard to upload and so forth. So inshallah we'll continue with next hadith number 21. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.